The Rapture versus the Second Coming, by Wim Jones. The rapture of the body is not the same as the second coming of Christ. The rapture, or better, the snatching away, and the second coming of Christ are not the same events. The rapture is when Jesus comes in the air for his church, but his feet will not touch the ground. The second coming is when Jesus comes back to earth and his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. In the Old Testament, there were two different pictures painted of the Messiah, one suffering, Isaiah 53:2-10, BS 22:6-8, 11-18, and one reigning as king, BS 2:6-12, Zech 14:9-16. As we look back on these scriptures, we see they predicted two separate comings of the Messiah. The first coming as a suffering Messiah and the second coming, still future, as a reigning king. In the New Testament, we have another picture added. Again, we have two pictures painted, and they don't look the same. These two different descriptions of Jesus' coming point to two separate events we call the rapture and the second coming. Listed below are 15 differences between the rapture and the second coming. Rapture, second coming. 1. Jesus coming for his church, John 14:1-3, 1 Thess 4:14-17. 1. Jesus coming with his church, Col 3:4, Zech 14:5, Jude 14, Rev 19:14. 2. Caught up with him in the air, 1 Thess 4:13-18. 2. Jesus' feet touched the earth, Zech 14:4, Rev 19:11-21. 3. Christians taken first, unbelievers are left behind. 1 Thess 4:13-18. 3. Wicked are taken first, the righteous, tribulation saints, are left behind. Matt 13:28-30. 4. Purpose, to present the church to himself and to the Father. 2 Cor 11:2, Rev 19:6-9-4. Purpose, to execute judgment on earth and set up his kingdom. Jude 14:15, Rev 19:11-21, Zech 14:3-4. 5. That body of Christ united with the Lamb in heaven after the rapture. 5. That uniting of the body of Christ with the Lamb is followed by war on earth at the second coming. 6. Happens in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, too fast for eyes to see. 1 Cor 15:52-6. Slow coming, people will see him come back. Zech 12:10, Matt 24:30, Rev 1:7-7. Only Christians will see him. 1 John 3:2, 1 Cor 15:52-7. Every eye will see him. Rev 1:7-8. Jesus descends with a shout for resurrection. 1 Thess 4:16-8. No shout mentioned. Rev 19:11-21. 9. A resurrection takes place. 1 Thess 4:13-18. 1 Cor 15:51-54. 9. No resurrection mentioned. Rev 1:7-19:11-21. Zech 12:10-14:4-5. 10. Can happen at any time. Rev 3:3. 1 Thess 5:4-6:10. Occurs at end of 7 years of tribulation. Dan 9:24-27, Matt 24:29-30, 2 Thess 2:3-8. 11. No angels are sent to gather. Resurrected people don't need angels to help them. 11. Angels sent forth to gather people together for judgment. Matt 13:39, 41, 49, 24:31, 25, 31, 2 Thess 1:7-10. 12. The dead in Christ rise and together with then living will be changed into their new bodies and leave earth with Jesus. 1 Thess 4:14-16-12. Christians return with Jesus in already resurrected bodies riding on white horses. Rev 19:11-21. 13. Jesus does not return on a white horse. 13. Jesus returns on a white horse. Rev 19:11. 14. For the church only, those in Christ, 1 Thess. 4:14-17:14. For redeemed Israel, Gentiles, Rome 11:25-27, Matt 25:31-46:15. A message of hope and comfort, 1 Thess. 4:18, Titus 2:13, 1 John 3:3-15. A message of judgment, Joel 3:12-16, Rev 19:11-21, Mail 4:5. Copyright Wimgence. Return to main index page.